It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lou Gower.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. Nixon 5-888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Nixon 5 as we kick off finals week for the first time in 27 years. Drink it in. The Knicks are not only back in the finals, but they face a familiar opponent. How fitting that is. How special that is. And how storybook that is. For the first time in 27 years, the Knicks are back in the finals, and they will meet the team. Now, obviously, the faces have changed, but it's still the Spurs. You still see the team that beat the Knicks all those years ago when they wear that uniform, because it's always about the uniform and the name on the front of it more than the name on the back of it. So I, like many, have waited a very long time for this, and it's even sweeter that it's the Spurs. And I want payback, and I believe the Knicks are going to get it in a big-time way. I think this series will be over in 5 games. Number one, the Spurs, their youth. Look, they're going to win 2, 3, maybe even 4 championships with this group, led by Wemby. Just not this year. They are ahead of schedule. They're extremely young, and I think their youth will come back to bite them in the rear end. You know, I talked about this last week. I said, if the Spurs were to come back in this series against the Thunder, that would be their championship. That would be the Spurs championship. And if you saw the way they were celebrating on Saturday night with Wemby basically in tears, they sure as heck look like a team that won the title, not a team that's going to the title round. If they were to come back in this series like they did, they would have had to have not only win a game 6, in their building, they would have to go on the road in OKC, a very tough building to play, and knock off the defending champs. And then turn around a couple of days later and go somewhere they have never been before. The young core of that team, obviously Harrison Barnes, Luke Kornet, guys like that. You know, Barnes, Kornet, older players that are just more role guys, if anything. I'm talking about the core young players of this team. Wemby, Harper, Castle. Even at De'Aaron Fox, who's older, but still, this is his first rodeo. That's a lot to do, especially mentally, make that transition from we just knocked off the defending champs on the road. Now we got to travel, and a couple days later, we got to host the red-hot Buzzsaw Knicks, a team that is more experienced, a team that is older, but in their prime, a team that has gone through the playoff wars, not only together, but guys like Bridges, guys like Cat, they've done it in other stops before they got to the Knicks and have made deep runs with other teams. So that experience for the Knicks is going to be a huge plus for them in this series. This is one of the youngest, on average, teams ever to make the finals. The Spurs. They're ahead of schedule, and that's a credit to them. Also, you know, Chet Holmgren and the Thunder basically laid an egg at home in Game 7, and they had multiple injuries. But the Spurs dominated the Thunder throughout the regular season, and it carried over into the playoffs. But to now transition to now, a couple of days later, mentally get ready for a stage that is unlike any other. The brightest of lights against the Knicks, New York City. A million eyeballs. The ratings for this series are going to be through the roof. Number one, I think there was already Thunder fatigue with SGA and the flopping and all that. Wemby, of course, is a draw. New York is a massive draw. You have a team that has been a dynasty or a dynasty, as they say across the pond, in the Spurs. So they have a championship pedigree. The Knicks have not won in over 50 years. They haven't even been to the finals in 27. So there's history. There's star power. There's a unique generational talent, unlike we've never seen before in Wemby, just a freak all the way around. And then, of course, New York City, the Knicks, and stars in their own right, of course, with Brunson, with Kat, etc. So I expect the numbers to be through the roof. I think there's going to be a lot of buzz, there's going to be a lot of juice, and there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this series. But I start off with the youth. The youth of the Spurs. They are not ready, in my estimation, for this moment. Especially considering who they're going to be staring at across the court. This is not a team in the Knicks, right, where they are similar to the Spurs, where they are also young. They are also making their first long, deep go at this. This is a Knicks team that's been knocking on the door for a while. This is a Knicks team that has had championship aspirations all year long. They are not ahead of schedule. They are right on schedule, the Knicks. I have no doubt in my mind, if Wemby stays healthy, that this Spurs team is going to win championships. Not one. They are going to win multiple championships. Just not this year. They're not ready. They're too young. Their best players are all 23 and under. The core, the youth of this team, Harper, Wemby, Castle, they're babies. And I mean that with all the respect in the world. They're just super young. And I think too young for this. You have to taste defeat before you taste success. That's the way it goes. That's the journey to a chip. That's a journey to a title. That is the journey to a championship. And it's a journey that the Spurs haven't taken yet. They haven't tasted the defeat. They haven't tasted the heartbreak. The Knicks have. And that's only made this Knicks team stronger. It's only made them more connected. And it's only made them more built for this moment. And that's what the Spurs are going to be facing. A buzzsaw. The hottest team in the NBA. A team that is putting up historical numbers on both ends of the floor. And the Knicks have been one of the best defensive teams in the NBA for quite some time. This season. And they could get after you on both ends. And they will in this series.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it's business, and it's also personal. Because a player like Jalen Brunson, who knows the history of this franchise, obviously his father playing in the finals, and now they become, as far as I know and as far as the NBA knows, they're the one that put it out, the only father-son duo to ever play in the finals in the history of the league. So Jalen Brunson knows the deal. He knows the history. He knows the last time the Knicks were in the finals and who their opponent was, before anybody had to tell him that. He lived it. He gets it. He understands it. It's in his blood. It's in his DNA. It's in his family. It's everything to Brunson. That's what this means, not only to Jalen, but for the city, for this team. That's how the Knicks are approaching this series. Where the Spurs, who celebrated on Saturday like they had won a championship and are going to win championships. I'd be stunned if they don't. But not this year. Not yet. It's not the Spurs' time. It's the Knicks' time. This has been years and years and years and years in the making for the Knicks. Building by Leon Rose, brick by brick, this roster, this coaching staff, this franchise for this week, the week that we have started now, finals week. Something we as fans have waited almost three decades for, and something that this core of guys have been waiting years for and have building towards years of. That's what we're on, where we're at. That's what we're on the doorstep of. Where the Spurs, they're ahead of schedule. As talented as they are. And they are extremely talented. They don't have the experience, though. And that experience that the Knicks have will be a major difference maker. Major. And that transition, and I talked about this a lot last week because I wanted this matchup for a lot of reasons. And one of the things I pointed to was the Spurs coming back from 3-2, winning a game 7 in OKC, having to forget physically because they are healthy. You know, they got banged up a little bit early on in the Western Conference Finals, but Fox, who had a heck of a game 7, Harper, who had a heck of a game 7, they had some things they were dealing with early in the Western Conference Finals. They look like they're back to full strength. So this is a team that walks in very healthy, the Spurs do. But while the Knicks have been sitting at home just waiting for this moment, cool, calm, relaxed, after another boat racing, after another belt to ass, after another steamroll of their opponent, a cool, easy sweep of the Cavs, they have been waiting, the Knicks have, patiently, where the Spurs, they just climbed a heck of a mountain. And now they have to figure out a way in only a couple of days to transition from the Thunder, which is going to be a team they're going to see a lot over the next bunch of years, as they are both the class of the Western Conference. So that's just the start of something very special out West. And now San Antonio has to figure out a young team that hasn't been through the playoff wars. They have to figure out on short notice how to stop the Knicks, how to understand the moment that they're in with the world watching. I think this will be one of the highest rated finals in history, which is saying a lot because there's no Warriors, there's no LeBron, but there's the Knicks, there's Wemby, there's a lot of firepower, and there's history. And people will tune in to see that. That's how sports is. And there's a lot of, we know that, across the country that despise where we live, and they don't like us. So they're going to tune in to root against. It's a juicy matchup. Not just for us here in New York, not just if you're in San Antonio, but across the NBA and sports landscape. That's a lot. That's a lot of pressure. And it's pressure that the Knicks can handle because they've dealt with the pressure. They deal with the pressure day in and day out in this market. Not only from the fans and how much we demand of this team, especially in a season like this, where it felt like before the year even started that the stars had aligned for the Knicks. The road had been paved. The pathway to the finals was there for them. All they needed to do was execute. All they needed to do was stay healthy. Little did we know it would be even easier than expected, and they would play even better than any of us would have expected. And now all that experience, all that momentum, all that talent, all that depth, and that's the second biggest part of this. The experience is the one big one, and then the depth, where I think the Knicks have an advantage in this series, a big one. You know, when Wemby's not on the floor, you could attack the Spurs big time, not only in the paint, but I believe their depth when Wemby is not on the floor is a mismatch the Knicks can take advantage of. Because, and I expect Mitchell Robinson to be out there ready to go. Perhaps this will even improve his free throw shooting, the broken pinky. The Knicks are going 10 deep. 10 deep, 10 strong deep, where the Spurs are 7 strong. And then they'll be lucky if a Barnes or if a Cornette can give him anything, where you feel confident with the Knicks 10 deep for sure. I think it's going to be too much for the Spurs to handle. I think they are the next team that is getting in the way of a runaway freight train. And as talented as they are, and as much championships I believe the Spurs are going to win, they're just not going to win one this year. And everybody feels like it's going to be tough. I don't. Hasn't been tough yet. Don't expect it to be tough now. I think the Knicks have just, they found that other gear and that next level. And once you do that as a team, even if it means you're playing above your head, you know, you just get into this state of confidence, this euphoric state, this state of continuity and cohesion and connectiveness that they are on, and nothing will break that. And it's a situation where you just run through the finish line, not crawl, run through it. And I believe that's going to be the mentality. Throw haymakers at the Spurs, who also have offensive performances some nights that are just head-scratching for all the talent they have, which the Knicks will also take advantage of. Because the Knicks' offense does not take nights off. They don't take naps. And even if, and they will, but the Spurs bring that type of physicality that the Knicks have not seen, the Knicks will have an answer for that. They will have a way to work around it or adjust to it. So for me, and I've been saying it for well over a week now, not backing off it, the Knicks win this series. I think they win it easy. I think it's over in 5. The experience on the Knicks side, the depth on their side, the momentum on their side. Yes, the destiny on their side. And they're catching a team in the Spurs who are ahead of schedule. If this was a year or two from now and it was San Antonio and they had lost in the finals, I would be, oh boy, not good. This feels like Wemby's time. I don't get that vibe. You know, the tears from the Spurs on Saturday night, that felt like a team that, man, we came back from 3-2, we knocked off the defending champs, we knocked off a rival of ours that we're going to see a lot in the West for years and years and years to come. And we just planted our flag in their building and said, you know what, from now on, it goes through San Antonio. And we have the best player in the world. And we have the future of this league on our team. And he's surrounded by loads of young talent. So look out, watch out. The league is on notice. The Spurs are the team for the next decade. That's kind of what I watched on Saturday, and that's what I felt with the Spurs. But before the Spurs become that team, they're going to have to make a little pit stop first. And that pit stop, which they think is, oh, yeah, we're just gassing up here, and then we're on our road to a championship. They're going to find out real quick that that pit stop is going to turn into a flat tire. There's not going to be any gas, and they're going to be stuck at that station. And they're going to wish they never got off the highway they were on. That's how well the Knicks are playing. That's how experienced they are. That's how tough they are defensively. And that's how many problems they can present, which we will get into throughout the night. You know, different ways that I think the Knicks are going to attack Wemby, not only offensively, but defensively. We'll get into some of the things that the Spurs players had to say about Knicks fans traveling, Spurs fans traveling. We'll get into Jalen Brunson's legacy and what this series would mean for him if he won a championship. We'll get into all the ticket prices, not only here in New York, but also in San Antonio. There's just so many different branches of this tree that is this NBA Finals matchup. But I want to start off with Knicks in five. The Spurs youth will bite them. Their lack of depth will bite them. And the fact that the Knicks are just on such a wave of momentum and such a roll and have all the experience and tremendous talent, tremendous two-way players, and guys that are playing at the top of their game. I mean, Mikal Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns, especially once Mike Brown started really running this offense through Karl-Anthony Towns. And I don't expect the Knicks to do anything differently unless they have to change it. But I don't think they're going to reinvent the wheel. No shot the way things are going right now. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And this is a team that this is a business trip. But it's also quite personal, especially if you're Brunson and you know the history and you know what took place 27 years ago and what that meant to all of us and the heartbreak that it was for Knicks fans. Because whenever you get to a championship round, I know Ewing was hurt, but whenever you get to a championship round, you want to win. It's never easy to lose in the finals. It's never easy to lose a Super Bowl. It's never easy to lose a World Series. I don't care if you are a major underdog. I don't care if you have injuries. I don't care if you run into a dynasty. Doesn't matter. Especially if you root for a team that has not won a championship in your lifetime. Those losses sting even more. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. We'll get to your calls on the Knicks. That'll obviously be a major focus throughout the evening. So a lot of Knicks, a lot of Knicks, a lot of Knicks. As we get moving along here, we will mix in the baseball. We will mix in the Yankees. We will mix in the Mets. We will mix in a little bit on the Giants as well, as they're expected to work out Odell Beckham Jr. for the second time. That's coming up later today. So we'll sprinkle a little bit of the Giants in as well. 4.5 hours to go, but the Knicks being the primary focus. And the number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.